ready to go. It's 6 o'clock, and so I'd like to call the Historic Preservation Committee meeting for Wednesday, June 24th, to order. The first order of business is the roll call. Copperwood is excused. Pasco?
Here.
Kornowski is excused. Fredericks?
Here.
Metzler?
Here.
Here. Keir is excused. And Rupp, present. Next order of business, item number two, modify or adopt our agenda for this evening. So everybody had a chance to take a peek at it. I didn't see anything, but then I may have missed it, so I'll let you guys take a look at it for a second. If there's no changes, then I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
And I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Approve the minutes from May 27th, 2015. Again, are there any changes that anybody could find? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion.
And I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Item number four, announcements. I had one. I never have announcements, so they let me do it. I received a note, and Brad did also, from the Wisconsin Historical Society. I'll just read the first sentence. It says, "This letter is to notify you that an adequately documented nomination for the following properties located in the village of Alloway had been received by our office for nomination to the National Register of Historic Places." And that's the Alloway, the Pump House on Green Avenue, and the Water Department Building on Webster. In accordance with procedures for the certification of local government in Wisconsin, copies of this nomination have been transmitted to the Alloway Historic Preservation Committee for review and comment regarding the eligibility of these properties for listing on the National Register of Historic Places. Maybe I'll just read the last paragraph. The report of the committee will be forwarded to you for your recommendation regarding eligibility of these properties to the National Register. The committee's report and your recommendations should be transmitted to our office within 60 days of the committee's receipt of the nomination, in accordance with the certification of agreement between the City of Madison and the Wisconsin State Historic Preservation Review Board. Do we understand that? Does everybody understand?
Isn't that what we submitted?
That's why I ask if everybody understands it. Trevor, can you...
I believe it's just a formality.
Yeah.
Saying that they received it, and I think that this would be in case we had another party outside of the village were to nominate a voting. Or the Historic Preservation Commission.
Okay.
So there's no action that we need to take on this.
Sounds like there is. That's what I'm wondering.
Let me ask the same question.
They would have submitted on our behalf.
That's what I thought. So
do you want to repeat that once?
In accordance with the procedures for the certification of local government in Wisconsin, copies of this nomination have been transmitted to the Alloway Historic Preservation Committee for review and comment regarding the eligibility of these properties. So,
I'm assuming if he has had no comment, you wouldn't have to take any action. I will verify that with Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say, I mean, I can't speak for the committee, but I don't think we, you know, we assume that it's, you know, that we want to do this.
Your comment would be we agree with our nomination.
Yeah. We agree that we nominated. Good point.
We still like it.
Yeah. Just to clarify that we're okay by interpreting that way. And the next sentence, paragraph, is the report of the committee, that's us, will be forwarded to you. And this is my, the copy, I have the letter that was written to Brad, and I was copied on it.
This is going to be a form letter.
What's that?
I think this is a form letter.
Yeah, probably, yeah, because this is all. So the report of the committee will be forwarded to you for your recommendation regarding eligibility of these properties to the National Register. The committee's report and your recommendation to be transmitted to our office within 60 days of the committee's receipt of the nomination. Again, is there an action that needs to take place?
Since it's not on the agenda anyway.
Yeah.
We'll follow up with them.
Yeah, that's right. We can't resolve it now. Okay. Any other announcements? Trevor, Eric, Brad.
Did everyone get an invitation from Heritage Hill for the dedication of the Carr House?
I don't recall receiving it. No.
I was gone the last weeks, and I don't know which day it showed up, but I got one here at the Village Hall. It's July 11th, I believe. That's a Saturday. But I'll follow up with Heritage Hill to make sure that if they intended to invite all the committee as well, which I would assume, but need to assume for it.
Yeah, I don't recall receiving anything. Would it have been by mail or electronic?
It was, I got it in the mail.
Yeah.
No, I did not. No.
I only get junk mail and bills.
Yeah, bills.
Yeah, I would have noticed that.
It's junk mail too.
Any other announcements? Any announcements from the committee members? Hearing none, we'll go on to item number 5, public appearances.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I was able to find, I was looking for old plant maps of old Alloway, and I had found that the original plat of old Alloway, which was called the City of Alloway, was platted in 1893 and then vacated because the developers went bankrupt in the 1890s, and that's how it got to prison. And then a new plat was replatted. So the best plat of this city that I can see that identifies the different historic neighborhoods was the plat of 1928, and that clearly defines Old Alloway as the Greek and Roman properties, as well as the Miramar and the late Lebel subdivisions. So those are some of the things that that we should be looking at to make sure that we have our historic districts done correctly. And I was most concerned about the fact that we overlooked the Murphy Coles estate, and Frank Murphy was a very important part of Green Bay, and he set the gold standard, he set the bar high for high quality housing in Alloway, And then Murphy Coles Estate led to the entire Old Alloy area being of super high quality homes. So I think that we need to really concentrate on that and make sure that we protect the Murphy Coles Estate, which includes the fence along Riverside Drive and the servants' quarters, the caretaker's house, those other things. Thank you.
Thank you. I assume there are no other public appearances. We'll move on to item number 6, update on the Wisconsin DOT Highway 57 Riverside Drive project. Trevor, do you want to start, or do you want me to say something? Or?
I wasn't sure how the committee wanted an update, so I did bring up a presentation that was showed last week at the meeting. If you want me to go over that, I can. Otherwise, Harry, if you just want to go over.
Why don't we just go over some of the highlights or some of the points that we can recall and see if that's, see if we're okay with that. Is that okay?
Sure. You want to start?
What I remember is that there will be, at this point, again, it's not finalized. I think the final plan, roadway plan, is due in the fall. They correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was going to be in the fall. And I don't believe there are any more public meetings for a while, 6 to 9 months. The way it stands now, there are no roundabouts planned. You know, and I think those, either because they didn't meet the warrants in terms of the traffic, or there was no imminent, you know, issues with safety, and they're more costly. And I think the combination of those three items meant that they'll be signalized intersections at the, you know, the four major ones on Riverside, Alloway and St. Joseph, and where are the other ones that had intersections?
The off ramps of
the two off ramps. How could I forget those? I use them twice a day. Yeah. The public meetings are good, but one thing that I take away from them is that the same issues come up because the same people don't attend each meeting, you know. And I met people from my neighborhood that I said, well, maybe we thought we should come and see what this is all about. You know, and this was like meeting number, I don't know which number it was, 3 maybe. Mm-hmm. And so that's not bad. It's just because they're getting their questions answered, but yet questions generally center on why do we need bike lanes, and how are we going to have it, and where are we going to have crossings that are safe. And I think that DOT is, in my opinion, done a pretty good job of trying to assimilate all those questions and concerns. Trevor, I know there was something that was discussed that came out of the Plan Commission meeting on Monday about you were going to try and get some specifics on what questions they have received and answered, or what, could you remind me what that, or kind of say something about, talk about what we felt was missing? Because we're not quite sure what decisions are being made, and what information they have to make them. You know, we know that we've given them a lot of input, but some kind of a structured response from them that says, "Here are the questions that we've dealt with, and here are the response. Here's the answers that we've. Here's what we're thinking about each of these." Could you kind of help us with that one?
I haven't been able to get a hold of Andy yet from the DOT as far as getting a collection of questions that were asked. I know there has been questions with sidewalks and bike lanes, like you mentioned, especially along the section north of 172, where you have residential on both sides. Mm-hmm. Pretty tight up against the road already. then you also have the whole state fence, sort of remnant fence, and some pretty healthy large trees there as well.
Yeah, I remember they were saying that the cottonwood trees would probably have to go, but they were trying to find a way to save the oak trees, a couple of big oak trees. And, I didn't expect that there'd be a response or anything, but I just wanted the committee to know that there's some action in process to try and get some information from them about their decision-making process so that we know what information they have from the input from the village. And so.
Yeah, and maybe I can add that to the agenda for next time if I find out that information.
Yeah, if you have something, that'd be good because, I think the concern was that they'll make decisions and we're not quite sure if they heard us.
Yeah.
And what they heard, An example being the request for the sidewalk on the west side of Riverside from 172 down to Stanbaugh, for consistency and access to the trail. And so, yeah, okay.
I can follow up with you on that.
Yeah.
This document that we have says public comments are needed by July 6th. I don't know. Yeah. The next meeting will be... too late.
Which document do you...
That's,
Oh, that one.
Mm-hmm.
I have the same one. Are there any meetings scheduled? Are you aware of anything that's scheduled on July 6th?
They probably just want to collect all the comments by then.
Yeah. Because at each meeting they have, the sheets, I think they're green, you can fill out comments and they've given us their contact information, by email, and so there's plenty of opportunities for people to write down or to email comments to them, so maybe that's what that means. Yeah, I wasn't aware of any other meetings that were scheduled, unless you know of anything.
Well, Trustee Rafter did mention one. At least I thought that's what I heard. Something that the village was thinking on, but I haven't heard anything around. To be honest, from Monday night's discussion, I forgot to check on that, but I'll look into that, and if there's a meeting scheduled, I'll email it out to you.
He mentioned something about a board meeting on July 7th. That's what I wrote down, at which time there'd be some discussion or some agenda item.
Okay.
If that's all I remember. I don't have any. I mean, they've changed the widths and the bike lane went from 7 to 4, I think. Between the, and that they've changed the widths, narrowed it as much as they could. So without going into all the numbers, I don't know, unless anybody has any specific questions about it. We do have information about it, but I don't want to bore you. If you...
I'm good.
Okay.
How about you guys?
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. At this point, I guess then we'll move on to item number 7, discussion of architectural and historical intensive survey report. I think what we talked about, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we wanted to maybe think about or talk about putting together kind of a short list of properties that maybe could be considered in the future or that we want to keep our eyes on going forward. And I know Jim has mentioned, Old Alloway, and he's mentioned other, and I know you were talking about one of the properties on the Murphy Coles estate. And so what I thought we talked about was, well, let's get all these, maybe have a list. You know, maybe, I know Trevor needs more work, right? So we'll ask, you know, to compile a list, and maybe we could, you know, provide that for him at this meeting. Does anybody have anything else that they'd like to discuss besides, I mean, besides that? We have a plan in place going forward for the CLG grant process for the Miramar, and that's on, and we all know about that, right? It's, and we all just learned about the two village-owned properties. So I thought there was an interest in seeing if there are other items that, other properties that maybe we do feel were omitted. I know another one that came up was where the two properties at the start of Miramar that front, I don't know if they front Riverside, but they were excluded because there was a vacant lot in between them. And as we learned, there used to be a tennis court there. And so maybe we should ask the question of the Historic, you know, Preservation Committee or, you know, Society to rethink that. So I don't know. I guess that's what I wanted to do, is see if we have anything that we think, you know, I'm not talking about glaring omissions or, you know, mistakes, but I think things that we want to add going forward to, you know, to talk about and to make them aware of maybe as the time seems right. Does anybody have any? Do you have any? I'll let you guys talk.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be a really good idea if we made up a list.
I agree.
So let's make up a list. You had something. Could you describe for us again what it was, and then we'll, you know, I'll ask Trevor to.
A list alone really won't do anything for us, though. We need some reason as to why it was either not considered or
why we think
we need it to be reconsidered on what grounds. Mm-hmm. So just compiling a list of addresses really won't do much good. I mean, we need something to, for the state to consider, to reconsider.
Some
more information that they didn't have on their initial go through.
So what I'm hearing, and I would agree, maybe this is, you know, an ongoing process that we'll start, and then we'll add to it as these reasons come forward. Maybe we can put a couple of them. I mean, you had some comments and some rationale why your particular
the other buildings
property.
with the Coles estate that were all built around the same time. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we should list that, and we'll have to dig up some information on them and then resubmit and see where it goes.
Mm-hmm. So that's one. What about the two homes at the beginning of Miramar?
Well, I think those were because they weren't they facing Riverside Drive, and that's why they were originally omitted.
Do we know that, or
they were part of the original subdivision,
right?
And that they haven't changed since they were built in the 20s,
right?
So it's consistent. It's historically consistent. What you see there is historically consistent with the way that subdivision was developed.
So that sounds like a valid request to consider those or to reconsider that those two homes in that survey.
As long as we have a reason why.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And we could suspend the rules if you like, so you could share some ideas with us. And so can I have a motion to suspend the rules just so we can, because we're not at the public appearances.
Motion?
Yeah, I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second.
What I would do is I would look at the plat maps and the aerial maps that are available on the county website from 1938. That's on those are publicly accessible, so you can see what was there in 1938. That's a kind of a good benchmark year to use, because that by 1938 we're pretty well established with our historic areas. The Green and Vroman subdivision number 3, part of before that was established, there was the old Cotton House, which is the Getchow House, on, you know which one I'm talking about. Getchow was on Webster Avenue. That was built in the 1890s. It's got a carriage house. It's set back. There was an addition put on because they have a family member that needed a first floor bedroom. But that's one of the oldest buildings in the village, and that was identified on the original Green and Vroman plat number 3 as being there before the subdivision was approved. And the same thing on Green Avenue, there's the Eric Weiss house, which is a big farmhouse that was also overlooked across the street from the Brick Georgian that was individually eligible. So if you take a look at the subdivision maps, particularly the Green and Vroman plat, which is of Old Alloway, you can pick out which properties would have been overlooked. And it's easy to overlook because the Cotton House, which is one of the Cotton children from the Cotton House at Heritage Hill, that now has vinyl siding, but it's historically very interesting. And that one would be one that would have been easy to overlook. And then also along Oakwood Avenue, if you look at the 1938 map, the Oakwood Avenue area was overlooked, and those are both locally and state historic significant types of architecture. You have the Gingerbread House.
And
the Brenner House. You know, a lot of those houses were all designed by architects.
Right.
We have some of the finest, Alloway has the finest collection of suburban architecturally designed houses probably in the state. Because we didn't have giant subdivisions, everything was, most of them were small builders and were custom done, and a lot of them were done designed by architects and are unique. So I think it's a good idea to have a list. And whether they go on to the National Register as nationally significant, I don't think we have that many of them, but we do have a good number of them that are both locally and state historically significant. There's a house on Wavener with a butterfly roof, which is unique. We have the invention of the split-level home. We're one of the only suburbs that I've seen with split-level homes made of cut stone. Those were all built and designed in the 40s and 50s following the Frank Lloyd Wright design, and that follows the design of our only home that we have on the National Register already. So the homes, the modern homes is what really sets Alloway apart, and we have the homes built in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. They were overlooked because the state likes the Victorian homes, and that's where they were concentrating, and they weren't used to looking at the more modern homes that are now qualified. Thanks.
Jim, could you cite for us again the website, the location of the flat maps, 1938?
Brown County. It's on the Brown County Planning Department website. If you find your tax bill, property tax bill, there's a button on it that says GIS for Geoinformation Services, and that'll bring up the current aerial pictures, but there's a very good button on there that allows you to run the current picture along with the 1938 and also a 1960s picture. So you can, if people just kind of looked at their neighborhood, they could decide if it was something that was worth pursuing. Mm-hmm. But the county planning has a really good map with that.
Thank you. I think we could probably take up the rules again if we had a motion.
I'll motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. So we have kind of the beginnings of a list, I think. And I would propose that we have this as kind of an ongoing topic for each monthly meeting. And I don't know if there's a way to assign some, or maybe those of us that are interested in pursuing individual ones could do so, or I don't know. Again, Trevor's got enough work to do. Maybe he doesn't need to be doing all this, but, you know, somewhere we need to do what we talked about doing, which is be able to articulate why we think this is important. And so I think what I could envision is that we have some properties and we're going to start filling in the blanks. And pretty soon we'll have a story. And Mr. O'Rourke has provided us with some of the story, and we have that recorded. And is anybody else, so I'm not doing all the talking, does anybody on the committee have other ideas or other thoughts about where we're headed with this project? I guess that means that's where we're headed. With it. Any comments from you guys, Trevor or Brad?
So just to be clear, we're talking about just as we move forward with projects like Miramar, then we can have the consultants maybe look at some of the houses around that area that might have been left out. Or
correct.
Or I think so.
Just as a second look, but we're not talking about getting there with the intensive survey.
No, okay. No. All we're doing is making sure that we've addressed some issues that, you know, so that I think it's our job, you know, to kind of make sure that we have the best product. And we may or may not have a rationale that supports adding those two homes, but we should be able to talk about it, you know, rather than say, well, yeah, we heard something, but we didn't, you know. I think it's our responsibility to try and take it to the next level, kind of at least. And the others will just, as we learn about it, I mean, I'm becoming more interested in some of these properties. That's why I asked about, make sure I had the website, because I may just, you know, us retired guys, we have a lot of free time, right? I could just spend the whole day doing that, because I'm a map person anyway, so. I think that's what I wanted to, what I thought I heard us talking about last time, yeah. And what I wanted to get out to see if it's worth doing. It looks like it is. So.
Okay, so as I'm talking to the consultants, I can add that into the language or something. That sounds good.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Any other discussion on this topic? And we'll move on to item number 8. Next meeting date, July 22nd, and agenda items. So we've talked about having this list on our agenda to review, and we talked about perhaps some more information on the DOT's decision-making process and what input they have from the village. And does anybody on the committee have anything they want to add to that?
Just whether or not we need to make some kind of action item out of our announcement earlier.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. For sure, thanks. So, do you have anything, Trevor or Brad?
We might also have some of those estimates back. I can share those with you at that time.
The RFP?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Hopefully I'll have a letter of intent drafted by then.
Is that something that we need to pass judgment on or review as a committee, or do you just do that, the letter of intent? I mean, it's probably, it is what it is. I mean, you just, mm-hmm. just wondering if it's an action item for us to approve it formally or not.
Yeah, I don't think it's needed, but I would like maybe.
We have in the past reviewed it all.
Yeah. That's why I was just wanted to make sure we all were on the same page. Okay. Looks like we have enough. We have some agenda items. And July 22nd is a okay date. At this point, I guess we'll move on to item number 9, agenda. Oop, I'm sorry, adjournment.
Yeah.
We've already done the first part. So I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
And I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. We're adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Was this record time?
That's a fast one time.
That's good. We got something done besides. Thanks for coming.
Sure.
You sound like you know.
Yeah.